70,000 of us as the Eagles open their 2014 season here at Lincoln Financial Field. Any back going deep, and it is caught for a touchdown by Allen Hurns, a 34-yard touchdown pass. The 10-yard line is Hurns, and Hurns is in for another touchdown. The Eagles look lost, 17-0, Jacksonville. Throw, he's free, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Darren Sproles. It is 3rd and 10 for Jacksonville. Back goes Henny. Here comes the pressure. He's hit as he throws it complete. And it is caught down at the 1, and Ertz is in for the touchdown. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance. It's good! He is going deep. He has Macklin, who catches it at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown! The Eagles take the lead on the bomb. Eagles are after it. It's picked up, and running in for the touchdown is Fletcher Cox. And that's going to do it. 34-17.
What a game it was for the Eagles on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Merrill Reese, the tale of two halves. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Eagles 360 here from the NovaCare Complex. And a day later, you know, Bo, it feels like it's all a dream, right? The first game starts off so poorly and then ends so well.
That's right. We can agree to forget about that first half for the most part. We'll focus on the 34-0 run in the second half for this Eagles team. But you know what? Crazy things happen in week 1 in the NFL season. You take a win when you can get it and you move on, ready to prepare for the Indianapolis Colts next Monday night.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things going on with the Philadelphia Eagles right now, especially the injury front. The Eagles banged up along the offensive line. We'll get a little bit more into that as we go out onto the field, the very latest, our news update from Chris McPherson.
Following the thrilling 34-17 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars, the team's focus turned to the offensive line, which incurred injuries to tackle Allen Barber and guard Evan Mathis. Both players underwent MRIs to determine the severity of those injuries on Monday. At the time of his press conference earlier today, head coach Chip Kelly had not yet met with the team's medical staff, so he did not know the full extent. However, he did express optimism that Mathis's knee injury was not of the season-ending variety. Here's why.
No, they just said they didn't think it was his ACL and that would be a season ender. So that's all I was told yesterday. They thought it was his MCL and they were going to send him for an MRI.
At this time, we don't have any more information regarding the status of Barber's ankle injury. Now, with those injuries, two backups were thrown into the mix. Center David Molk had to play left guard, while tackle Andrew Gardner first went in at left guard following Mathis' injury and then slid over to right tackle when Barber went down. How did those two players fare? Here's Chip Kelly.
I thought he did a real good job. You know, it's really his first extensive action. He had never played it in a game, but he really held his own in there. He's a tough physical player, you know, and to get thrown into that, we've used him in practice and really on a limited basis from a practice standpoint. But both him and Gardner did a nice job when they were in there for the entire second half and in terms of fitting in where they probably hadn't been practicing. Gardner had been more of a left tackle for us, jumped in at right tackle, had taken reps there before, but and Moak taking reps at guard. So both those guys, I thought, considering the circumstances, did pretty well.
The Eagles are also waiting for guard Matt Tobin to get healthy from his ankle injury. Dennis Kelly, he is healthy, but he was inactive for the game on Sunday. Now, the offense rallied and the defense shut out the Jacksonville Jaguars in the second half, but no one is talking about the special teams. Kicker Cody Parkey, in his first NFL game, hit 2 field goals, including a 51-yarder to tie the game. Punter Donnie Jones continued where he left off last season, nailing 5 punts inside the 20-yard line. The improvement on special teams was a focal point for the Eagles in the offseason and something that wasn't lost on Sunday in the eyes of Chip Kelly.
I thought our special teams was obviously a little bit, you know, improved from where it was a year ago. You know, you had 5 touchbacks and then the 2 kickoffs that were taken out. One was taken to the 13, the other one was taken to the 14. We excelled, I think, in the punt return, you know, obviously adding Darren back there. But I thought not only adding Darren back there, I thought we blocked it better.
The Eagles have one extra day this week to prepare for their next matchup, which will be on Monday Night Football against the Indianapolis Colts, who lost to the Denver Broncos in primetime on Sunday. That's going to do it for the news roundup. Now let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.
Well, obviously a lot of question marks for this Eagles offense heading into next week's game against the Colts. But on the other side, we'll talk about the good, the bad, and the weird from the Eagles offense in the week one opening victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
An Eagles fan!
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win,
you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here. On Sunday, the Eagles opening the season in, as it turned out, fine fashion. Didn't start that way, especially for quarterback Nick Foles. What a strange game for Foles, struggling so much in the first half, turning it on in half number two and finishing with 322 passing yards, with two touchdown passes, three turnovers. So there was some not so good along with the good. And Foles, after the game, talked about his performance.
You know, they executed well, but I, you know, put us in a bad position at the beginning of the game. But it goes back to, you know, sticking together and playing team football. And, you know, I was proud of my teammates. Coach Musgrave and the other quarterbacks are great. We were talking through everything. We go through the play sheets. And I, you know, it's very critical to recognize what went wrong. Just seeing, you know, how the defense was moving around on the pictures. And then going to talk to my teammates and, you know, just communicating with one another. Just everybody, you know, was sticking together. And we came in at halftime, made corrections, you know, just knew that was a new game in the second half and went out there and played Eagle football, played team football. I think the big thing is you go back to fundamentals. So I was getting out of my norm. I was, you know, maybe missing a read or I was inaccurate. And that's just, you know, when you hit your job, hitch up, don't just sit back there on your back foot. It's just little things like that. You can't score 17 points in one play. So you just have to keep playing. You have to, you know, get some points on the board, however you do it. And each drive you want to end with a touchdown. It doesn't always work out that way. You got to get field goals, but you got to get some points on the board. And that's how we really approached it. We calmed down, and guys did a great job tonight.
Well, we all know that the Eagles' performance, like every other team in the NFL, it really revolves around the quarterback position. So as we discuss what happened on Sunday, Bo, let's start at quarterback. What did you see from Nick Foles?
Well, I saw Nick Foles being a little bit reluctant to get rid of the ball in that first half. Obviously, he was pressured by a very good front four, front seven for the Jaguars defense. But I thought he settled down in the second half, obviously found guys down the field. But I think it was more of a case of getting yourself ready for the regular season, adjusting to the game speed of the regular season. I think as we move forward, he'll be more comfortable getting rid of that ball when it's supposed to come out.
Well, it's interesting. The two times we've really seen Foles struggle in his career, last year against the Dallas Cowboys and then the first half Sunday against Jacksonville. And both times we saw Foles holding onto the football, hesitant to throw it into tight windows. And we see when some quarterbacks go off the rails a bit, they force passes, they throw interceptions. That's really not Foles' MO. It's holding it, it's being a little bit reluctant to let loose. something he did in the second half. Certainly the Eagles need a very all-around performance from this offense against the Colts. The Colts, a big-time offensive juggernaut out there in Indianapolis. So the offensive line has to come together. Foles has to be much more accurate for 60 minutes.
I'd like to see him protect that ball better when he is holding on to the ball.
But after a year where he didn't turn the football over, that's what was so unusual about the performance on Sunday. The rest of the offense, hey, the offense, not bad. Nick Foles struggles, but Darren Sproles comes up with a big run. LeSean McCoy dances his way to 71 rushing yards. The offensive line comes together despite some key injuries that are obviously going to play a big factor here the rest of the week and then for weeks to come. And the wide receivers, Jeremy Maclin, a nice game. Zach Ertz, tight end, a big game. And that was enough for the Eagles to get this victory.
And we also saw the effect of the tempo for this Eagles offense, especially on that touchdown run by Sproles. They rushed to the line on 4th and 1. The Jaguars defense was not ready. They had no safety back. And I think you saw the Jaguars defense get tired in the second half. The Eagles offense, of course, so used to practicing at this tempo, they were the better fit team in the second half.
And so the Eagles scoring 34 points, 7 of them, of course, coming on the late turnover and run. Fumble recovery from Fletcher Cox. But all in all, not a bad performance. More than 420 yards, and more than 400 yards again. 24 first downs for the Eagles and points on the board. Now, as you look at the Eagles, Bo, offensively in total, what didn't you get that you thought you would?
Well, I thought I would get better protection from the offensive line, and obviously that has a lot to do with injuries. But even Jason Peters in the beginning of the game giving up some pressure. So I think they need to settle down a little bit. It's going to be very interesting to see this week just how that offensive line is going to set up. Is Dennis Kelly going to be in there at left guard? Andrew Gardner looks like he's going to be a factor this week. So you want to see those guys have some continuity as they try to protect Nick Foles against the Colts.
And the Eagles off on Monday, off on Tuesday. They report back to work here at the NovaCare Complex on Wednesday in preparation for Monday night's game against the Colts. Now, in our feature that Greg Cosell will have every week, our Microsoft Beneath the Surface feature, the Eagles putting it together late in the game, Foles rolling right, throwing to Jeremy Maclin for a 68-yard touchdown play that provided the winning points. How did it happen? Greg Cosell has the answers.
This was the 68-yard touchdown pass that won the game for the Eagles. It came off a staple play that the Eagles run all the time. You'll see in the backfield, you're going to see Foles fake the handoff to McCoy. The pop pass to the tight end right here. If you clear the screen and let it run, you'll see exactly what it looks like. If you freeze it there, that's what you get. The safety, and it was the single high safety here, one deep safety. He's trying to be a hero. He's trying to make a play on this. Let's run it a little further now, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Freeze it. So the safety, who's coming up right here, you can't see him just yet, but he's coming up right here. He's going to try to play the tight end. What's that going to do? It's going to leave Jeremy Maclin running free. No one can play Jeremy Maclin. Let's clear the screen. Let's lose it. Let's see what happens. You can see the safety come up. No one is over the top. This is what happens very often. Players try to be heroes. They try to guess instead of playing their responsibilities. That's exactly what happened here. It was a great call off a staple Chip Kelly play where they faked the handoff, hit the tight end down the seam. The single high safety tried to guess and play it. They got Maclin over the top, a 68-yard touchdown. That proved to be the game winner.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. Just awesome to see Jeremy Maclin, 4 catches, 97 yards. And the big score, his first game action since 2012.
And he looked open all day long. Yeah. I think he was very ready for this game. I think he's in for a big season.
When we return to Eagles 360, we take a look at the other side of the ball, the defense outstanding for 60 minutes against Jacksonville.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research, and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future. But you will.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time to talk a little bit about the defense. Bill Davis in his second year here as the coordinator. Really good start, much different than 2013.
And especially those last three quarters after giving up the two touchdowns to the undrafted rookie Allen Hurns. But I thought we saw everything we wanted to see from this defense, especially after that first quarter. A lot of rotation, which Billy Davis said was going to happen. So this defense was fresh throughout the game up front. I thought guys like Fletcher Cox played extremely well. The Jaguars only had four runs, I think, in the entire game of over 4 yards. So the run defense, very productive once again. The guys in the secondary, a little shaky early on, but after that, great performance, especially on third down. 2 for 14 for this Jaguars team, 0 for their first 9. A great performance for the defense.
And Bill Davis pleased with that performance. He talks about it after the game.
I mixed it up a little bit early on, and some of the bigger plays were a little bit exotic. So I just had to... We had to trust our training and trust our practice and know that the guys would settle down and they make some plays. It's NFL football, and they did. And I love the way we responded, and I think that was the key to this game, was how we responded to the adversity that hit early. Third down got much better, yeah. But we put an emphasis on it. And usually, what you put a big emphasis on, you're going to get from the players. And the guys did a great job of pressuring the quarterback and covering and playing together and adjusting to the different things they were giving us. Early in the season, you get things you weren't practicing, you get new looks, and I thought our guys did a great job of just applying our tools and our rules and adjusting to what they were giving us that we hadn't shown them. We had a lot of series. I think we had 15 different series that we had to defend. Usually you're around 11 or 12, but the guys put more 3-and-outs out there, so that's a part of that. I think they were fresh because they're in great shape and they trained so hard. Really, we just got beat in some techniques, and our hats off to them. NFL players, they made great plays, and we weren't going in here overconfident. We knew that they were a solid team and it was going to take our best to beat them. And early on, we were in a hole, and I just love the way we dug ourselves out of that hole.
So how did it happen for the defense? Well, we knew going in that Jacksonville didn't have their best wide receiver. Cecil Shorts the third out with an injury, but they had some talent at wide receiver. They took advantage of some short fields early. Allen Hurns beating Kerry Williams. So let's start there. We had any reason for concern with the Eagles in the secondary?
Well, I certainly hope not. And Kerry Williams said after the game, those touchdowns were on me. I apologize to my teammates. I apologize to the fans. And obviously, he's taking a little bit of the shoulders of the blame for himself. That second touchdown, I don't think, was on him. But still, the secondary, you expect them to be better, especially against unproven guys like Allen Hurns and that Jaguars receiving crew. But I thought they did a good job after that.
Yeah.
The last three quarters, they did a very good job.
That all changes on Monday night with Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton and some outstanding Indianapolis tight ends. But for the Eagles, the real strength of the defense came up front. Outstanding performances from Connor Barwin, who had just 2 tackles in the official statistics line, but he was a dominant player, knocking down passes in coverage, really setting the edge against the run game. He led the way along with Michael Kendricks, Trent Cole, the late sack, and the strip, and the fumble recovery from Fletcher Cox, who took it in. And Chip Kelly today, interesting. Fletcher Cox has taken a little bit of heat in his preseason. Had an outstanding game against the run, very disruptive up front. Eagles shut down the Jacksonville running game. It obviously is something that you expected going in. Good to see them dominate the line of scrimmage.
And you know who else stood out was Brandon Graham, who last year was sort of lost in this transition to a 3-4 defense. I don't think the Eagles trusted him in space very much. Yesterday, he was trusted to play not only Trent Cole's position, but also Connor Barwin's jack position. He was moved around, and I think he did a very good job. Made that great play in the backfield that for that tackle for a loss that was sort of like the Jadeveon Clowney hit against Michigan from a couple years ago. Brandon Graham was very excited after the game to have been such a big part of the defense's performance.
And when it mattered most, Bo, the Eagles' defense on third downs, holding Jacksonville to just 2 of 14 conversions. That was absolutely huge. In fact, Jacksonville 0 for its first 9 conversions on third down. Got one on number 10, but the Eagles stiffened up. And then late in the game, holding Jacksonville on a fourth down play, which turned the ball back over to the Eagles and set up the winning field goal, the actual clinching kind of put it out of reach field goal from Cody Parkey. So all in all, an outstanding effort from the Eagles defense, and they used everybody on defense, really went deep into the bench on a hot day at Lincoln Financial
Field. And isn't it fun to see after a couple seasons of past where the defense started well and then faded in the fourth quarter, to have it be the opposite, to pick up strength and be the team to make the better adjustments as the game goes on?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it was great to see, and it really illustrates how much better this defense has gotten since 1 year ago and how much better they can get as we move into the rest of this 2014 season. Not to be mentioned last, but they are mentioned last, but certainly not least, the Eagles special teams outstanding throughout the preseason. They started off the regular season in fine fashion, and when we return, we talk Eagles special teams.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. On the road. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Back to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, the Eagles on special teams. A dominant performance in every phase, Bo. Cody Parkey outstanding. The kick coverage, terrific. Darren Sproles, a big spark in the punt return game. And for Dave Phipp, the special teams coordinator, it really could not have started any better.
And we also got two missed field goals for the opposition. Brandon Bear, who has sort of become a field goal block extraordinaire. He had one in the preseason, had another one yesterday. And then they also, Bear, talking after the game, said he felt that that second miss by Scobie was forced by the penetration from him and Benny Logan and Fletcher Cox up the middle. So field goal block team, a big part too.
And then let's for a moment talk about Cody Parkey. A lot of apprehension about a rookie place kicker. Well, that apprehension kind of has faded after a 51-yard field goal that I thought would have been good from 60. He absolutely crushed it, along with five touchbacks on his six kickoffs. And Cody Parkey, on a little swirling windy day, had a really good performance.
It's nice to have faith that a guy is going to knock in those long field goals. And it's nice to know that he's got the leg. As you said, that one would have been good from 60. I think Cody Parkey, a very big addition to this Eagles team.
Donnie Jones, 5 of 6 punts inside the
20. Connection with Brandon Boykin inside the 5-yard line again.
At the 1-yard line. Yeah. It was just fantastic. So you win with all three phases of special teams, the Eagles doing that in the 2014 regular season opener. Now we take a look around the league just a little bit, and around the division. On Sunday, the San Francisco 49ers taking it to the Dallas Cowboys 28-17, a game in which the Cowboys' just defense, we knew they'd be struggling. They just could knock it off the field.
And Tony Romo set a personal record with interceptions on 3 consecutive drives. We're not going to be afraid to see that throughout the regular season. This is a Niners team, though, that, of course, the Eagles will see in Week 3. So good to see them beat the Cowboys, I guess, but we don't need them to play quite that well in Week 3.
The Redskins going to Houston with that new offense, the new head coach, Jay Gruden. Well, it was a dud in Week 1, a loss to the Texans 17-6. They got a lot of work to do in Washington.
And that meant that the Eagles went to bed last night all alone in first place.
That's right. Now, next week's opponent, the Indianapolis Colts, a furious comeback late, but not enough to catch the Denver Broncos. The Broncos starting the season off with a huge offensive performance, 31 points and the Colts 24, but the Colts showing signs that they are not going to go down without a fight.
Yeah, I watched that whole game last night, and as you said, you can never count this Colts team out, and Andrew Luck has proven that. So no matter what happens next Monday night, the Eagles will be very aware that the Colts are not out of it. The Colts offense had some issues, especially in the first three quarters. Their defense, I think, can be taken advantage of, especially at tight end, where Julius Thomas had a big game. Zach Ertz could be in for a big week this week.
And we bring up the big upset, the Buffalo Bills over the Chicago Bears, to illustrate the point that anything can happen in week one. A weaker team, at least on paper, goes into a big hotshot NFC city. The Chicago Bears expected to be a Super Bowl contender. Well, on this Sunday, the Bears losing to the Bills. We kind of segue that into Philadelphia. The Jacksonville Jaguars come in. The Eagles have a comeback effort. They don't ask for style points in the NFL. You just ask for how many wins.
You get a win, you move on, and I'm sure that that loss for the Bears was not happy for some people who took them in survivor pools.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, good job, Bo Wolf, Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, your spot for Eagles news around the clock. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.